You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
Welcome back. It is the first day on 93WIBC. It's Terry Stacey. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you, including Mel McMahon, my own little Indiana original pal, and a mom.
Aw.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. I'm glad to see you. Yep. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Me too.
You're one of my favorite moms.
Aw, you're
of
sweet.
Of all time. You
really
are.
You're my kiddo's favorite Aunt Terry.
Mel dropped baby B off with me the other day.
Literally just dropped him off.
And I'm just going to tell you something that I didn't tell you while you were here.
Oh.
When you picked baby B up, you noticed he was playing with Play-Doh.
Yes.
And that's because while I was with him, you know, I always have gum and I lay it down when I record. So I'd laid my gum down to record and he was next to me and I was telling him, you know, I'm going to record now. Hold on a minute. And when I got done recording, I looked over and he was rolling it around in his hands and he was pulling it and he was, you know, he was putting it on his hands. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
Great.
I've got to find him some Play-Doh because he thinks my gum is a piece of Play-Doh and he had it everywhere on him.
I'm just glad he didn't get in trouble for grabbing your gum. That's a hot commodity around here.
He is a delight, and I'm crazy about him. And I'm crazy about your next guest, too. Please introduce your Indiana Original member today.
Yes, I am so excited to introduce today's guest, the Marketing and Events Manager for Civic Theater, Melissa Hook. Thank you so much for joining us on Mother's Day.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I love Civic Theater. Terry and I are both big fans of everything arts and culture. Tell us the little bit of the history of Civic Theater.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we were founded in 1915. And so if you are familiar with the Indianapolis Civic Theater, that's us. We have had many homes over the years. We started out where Footlight Musicals is now in Alabama. We have been at the IMA, now Newfield, but we were in the theater there. Marion University, and now we're in Carmel, and we're at the Center for the Performing Arts, and we love it. It's a gorgeous place, and I hope everybody wants to come see it.
Now, we know Melissa. She goes way back with us here at MS Communications, so I feel like I can ask you what might be a stupid question. My question being, when I'm going to the theater, sometimes I'm going to a theater that is spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R, and sometimes I'm going to a theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. And what was the difference? What is the difference?
The main rule of thumb is if it's spelled with the ER, it's typically referring to the actual physical space. And if it's spelled with the RE, it's usually like a company's name. So that's kind of an easy rule of thumb. The rules have kind of been, you know, a little nebulous, I guess, down the line over the years. Typically in, you know, Britain and things like that, it's usually the RE because that's the proper English spelling. But once you get over here to the Midwest, it's kind of like a personal preference, I guess, for each place.
So okay. In Indiana, we just spell it how we want to, really, is what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
If you go to a movie, you know, at the cinema or whatever, usually it's always ER, you know,
right.
Because it's the place. So, but yeah, we are spelled with the RE, and that's very good to know when you're looking up our website, because it's civictheater.org with the RE. So that's a good rule of thumb, is to think, you know, the name of the place is the RE and the physical space is the ER.
It's like church with a little C is the actual building. And then church with a capital C is the congregation, the people that make it up.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought about the church.
True. Yeah. You'll learn a lot on this show, Terry. You'll learn a lot on this show.
Especially during the Indiana Original segment.
Yes, which, by the way, want to give a shout out to B&W Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for making this segment possible.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much to their team for being on board, being an Indiana Original, and helping support this effort for you to learn more about local. And Melissa, tell us about some of the productions that you have coming up. I know you just did your big release for the season. What do we have to look forward to?
Our season opens on October 4th, but tickets are on sale now, so you can get some if you're a planner. Great Mother's Day gift, by the way.
Hint,
so, Our season opener for the 2019-2020 season, which is going to be our 105th consecutive season, by the way, is Mamma Mia.
And no. Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
Very excited.
Good get. Good get. We love it.
So following that up in December, our holiday show is actually a Christmas-themed show, which is Elf the Musical. And it's just uproarious fun, and the sets are incredible for that. So it's going to be so much fun. Then after the holiday season is over, we shift into our play series, which is Much Ado About Nothing, which is my favorite Shakespeare play. Then in the Studio Theater, which is across the lobby from the Tarkington, which is where most of our shows are, we're going to be doing Aaron Sorkin's courtroom drama adaptation of A Few Good Men. It's going to be really, really great. We're very excited about that. And then to close out the main stage season, we are doing Roald Dahl's Matilda. And we're so excited we got that one. It's thrilling. Like, it's proving to be very popular, and we think that the whole season just is a slam dunk, we think, because it's just going to be so much fun, high energy, you know, obviously thought-provoking with A Few Good Men and things like that, but we're just really thrilled about it. And I can't discount our children's theater efforts too. So next summer, we have one yet this summer, but next summer, following Matilda, in June, our junior civic will be performing Frozen Junior.
Oh, wow. That'll be a big hit.
So that's going to be really, hopefully, a big hit because, obviously, Frozen is going to be, it's frozen in time, as a very popular show, a popular movie, popular soundtrack, you know, everything. So we're really excited about that, too. But first, we have to get through this summer, which is Shrek, and then our high school is doing a chorus line. So we have a few things to get through before we get there, but that is going to close out the summer next year with Frozen Junior, and then the high school group, which is our young artists program, is going to be doing Saturday Night Fever.
I can't believe how far out you've got planned, but you have to, I guess, right?
it's a science. It really is. I mean, there's an approval process through our board of directors because, you know, we are a nonprofit and everything. The planning committee has already started talking about the 2020-2021 season.
Wow.
A lot of 20.
Oh, Terry goodness. And I would not fit in well there.
No, not
we,
at all.
We can barely think to the next week.
Yeah.
Now, Melissa, I want to pull back the curtain a little bit. I heard you mention get this show, got that show, get this show.
Oh, sure.
What does that mean for people who aren't familiar with how you determine the productions that you're going to be able to do?
The rights to every show are something that are either available or they're not. And there's kind of a hierarchy. So there possibly will be a show that's on Broadway and then off Broadway, or, you know, a touring company is kind of the next tier down. We are technically a community theater backed by a professional paid staff. We kind of get those shows when they become available to our level of theater, kind of.
Well, Melissa, we appreciate all of the behind-the-scenes work that you're doing to bring us these amazing shows and really contribute such an amazing culture to our community. Give us the website one more time.
Sure. It's civictheater.org.
And, of course, you can find them on indianaoriginals.com. Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. And again, our thanks to B&W Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. The guys in the big black trucks, bigblacktrucks.com. The news is next, 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC, Sunday mornings at 10:45.
I'm going back to Indiana.
And visit indianaoriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.